Yeah, and furthermore, I wanted to get into writing a family history. I wanted to take some pictures. I mean, we don't know. This is really very important to me. And so he restates it. It's more than just visiting with her now. It's kind of recapturing your roots and your history. And furthermore, you feel like you want to do this for your sister's sake as well, that she needs a break. She's really carried the major burden of your mother. You see, this is empathic listening. Yeah, but you know, you promised those boys. And gosh, they're looking forward to this. And I can see them. They've been out there just throwing that casting line on the front lawn. And I just think they go crazy up there for a whole week around Grandma the whole time. And yet I'd like them to see her and get more acquainted with her. But and then he says, yeah, but you know how you'd feel if you were down there and you wanted to be with your mother. And we don't want to split up. I mean, this is our one chance to be together. I don't know what we could do. Hey, do you know what? I'd heard that there was a fishing pond about 20 miles from your mother's home. It's not the kind of ideal situation that we were thinking about this other situation, but they say they catch fish like crazy. They plan it regularly. Hey, what if we were to do that? Go to your mother's house so you could be with her. Or the other one says, I don't know, maybe we could get our mother to come, but I don't know if she's up to that. I don't know if her health would handle that. See, in other words, you start getting synergistic. You come up with other ideas. But look at the spirit. That's the main point I'm trying to get across here. It's not these ideas. It's the spirit of win-win, the spirit of synergy. That's what this beautiful family culture is all about.